Okay, you were saying the different kinds?
Flying squirrel, gray squirrel, and the rara brown squirrel. Red squirrel. I think the red, I'm not sure whether the red squirrel and the brown are the same or not. But they're very rare now. At least around here.
Okay, what about, how do they compare in size?
I'm really not sure that. Almost all I ever see anymore are the gray squirrels. And I tend to think of the brown squirrels being smaller, but not quite as small as the chipmunk. Between what I think of the gray squirrel and the chipmunk in size.
Okay. What about chipmunk? Are there any other names for that?
Seems like that they're. Could you?
I don't know. Well, sometimes called a round squirrel.
Yeah, I have heard that.
You ever called a round squirrel? Or even a gopher?
No.
What about them? Do they, what part of the country do they live in?
Well, I've actually seen some up in Athens, but then I think they tend to live in colder climates and at greater elevations. Because I've never seen any around Augusta. Maybe it's just that I haven't been as observant of the flora and fauna around here as I have been up in Athens.
Okay. Now, not around here anymore, but maybe out west or somewhere, there's a large animal that preys on smaller animals. Little Red Riding Hood is the story.
Wolves.
Okay. And the singular of that is?
Wolf.
Okay. What are some of the freshwater fish around this area?
I might have told you this story too, because this is one that tends to come up about Georgia, but there's brim and crappie and bass,
okay.
Catfish.
Are there any different kinds of catfish?
I'm sure they are, but then I'm not a complete enough angler to really know the difference.
Okay.
I enjoy fishing, but then most time I catch brim or crappie or something like that.
What about bullheads? You get them around here?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What about ocean fish, saltwater fish?
Well, you catch whiting, yellowtail, croaker, trout, sea bass, a lot of toadfish.
What's a toadfish?
Toadfish is one of the ugliest critters. It looks like, you know, that somehow it survived the last ice age. Something probably did, you know. It's got a big, wide, horny mouth and a head that is very much like a toad, with its eyes actually bulging in turrets. And then a very, large head area, and then broad, pectoral fins, and I think it has a spiny dorsal fin, and a tail like an eel, very narrow and elongated like the eel's tail, rather than fans like a croaker or something like that, or flukes like say a porpoise might have.
Okay. What about let me see, if you go down to Savannah or Charleston, you get a kind of thing that comes in a shell that you're not supposed to eat if the month doesn't have an R in it.
Oysters.
Okay. And then out in the marshes, those things that croak, they croak all night long usually.
Well, I know the oyster beds cracking. I can hear them crack.
Yeah. But that little animal that hops around.
Oh, the frog?
Yeah.
Okay. All depends. Now, it could be a toad or